R-O. It's starting to buzz around here and get moving. I see my repeater ID thing is still messed up.
Yeah, on the dashboard there, but audio's coming in okay.
I've been pretty good with that. I think I got that all perfected. But you know what's weird? Yeah, a little echo. Sorry about that. Easy channel here. Get rid of that. But you know what's weird is that this is what bothers me. The stop. Hold on for a minute. On the dashboard, Grandmeister, it does show my regular ID. I wonder what it shows in Phrase Board. Just a second. Let me take a look. WAD. On, this is weird.
On last night, right? Did he say anything or he didn't mention anything?
I missed it because I was trying to do my own thing. Why, what did they say?
Oh, no, this was like before. I can't remember exactly, but I thought they mentioned just like don't worry about it, but don't quote me on that. But I know Jeff was on last night and I wasn't around. I didn't hear any comments, so. I don't know. It remains a mystery to me for now.
Yeah, I'll give Jeff a call and see what he knows. Yeah, see, because on the MIDMR last heard, MI5 DMR last heard, it's showing you correctly and me correctly.
Yeah, agreed. That's what I'm watching drop in right now. I got that on my screen, and I opened up my paper copy to make sure I have your DMR correct, and, yep, it's there.
Your peer is showing the repeater and the repeater ID and the talk group ID and everything else, which is good. 31, 31, 50, 49. Repeaters are 6-digit numbers and people are 7-digit numbers. So all that's right. But why the heck, when it's transmitting to your guys' radios, does it show to the repeater ID and not my ID?
Is that because of the contact list that we got to refresh and download every now and then? Maybe that's on our side.
Everybody that uses this repeater is going to do that. You know what? I'm using my Anytone. Maybe I should program another radio and try that.
More data points are always good when trying to solve something. N-A-W-R-O.
I saw you were up early this morning.
Yeah, getting some stuff done here. I got to get photos for everybody on the roster, and then so Dave can use them for IDs. So they're trickling in. That's good. And he's got me doing something else. So, yeah, some of the guys are getting close to their level one due date. You know, in 6 months, you're supposed to have level one. So some of the guys are going to need a little incentive to get that done.
Yeah, I'll stay out of that subject. You know how I feel about that one. So I'm leaving that one alone. That one you and the other boys can handle.
Oh, joy. Yeah, we'll get it done. Dave doesn't mind giving a little extra time, but they got to go to him and do some explaining, like Lucy.
Notice, too, like, everybody's wrapped up in all their personal lives right now because the weather's finally breaking and, you know, a lot of people don't have time to do things, you know, Tom and his horses, us and graduation and, you know, this other house. And, I mean, we got all sorts of, you know, just it's a matter of time. You know, listen, yesterday the radio was relatively quiet most of the days, you know, cause, I mean, what, it was low 80s, beautiful day, nice and windy, you know, and Sunday was really...
Yeah, it definitely was. I quite enjoyed that. Going to St. Clair there, a little choppy on the river. I noticed back in my boating days, I don't think I would have enjoyed being out there. I mean, not that bad, but still. But, yeah, even the pub, they didn't have up there. They didn't. Nice day.
But I can't believe.
All right.
And then
sounds good, Wally. I'll see you there.
Okay. Hey, Tim.
Yes?
Looky that. It's my Anytone.
Well, there you go. Do it again. Try that again.
This is Wally, WAZZ. Anybody listening, don't forget about our beautiful Sunday morning breakfast in New Haven, Main Street Grill, 8:30. All hams and ham alike are invited. This is WAZZ.
Very good. Yeah, all right. There you go.
So now I have to figure out what I did wrong on the radio. I like this any tone, but I'll tell you what, there's a lot to it.
Hey, we got the horse doctor in there. I heard Tom in there. Try it again, Tom.
I'll try it again. I have a horse show that I'm doing today, but Melissa will be there to meet up with Wally and Mary and the crew.
She can sit at the table with all the other girls and say, do you know how much time my husband spent on the radio last night? Very good. Hey, Tom, we're talking on our new repeater.
A tall tree in North Macomb County.
And as time goes by, it will be better. It will get higher.
Yeah, I'll get All-Star note this week.
Well, I have another All-Star note. This radio, it looks better. Somebody, I'm sorry.
Well, I just made it a little digital. How are the names here?
All right, Tom, have a good show there for yourself. I'm going to jump out, Wally, for a little bit and get some stuff done prior to getting over there. NAWRO, I will be clear.
Okay, I'll use Richmond when we get mobile. And I talked on Tom again. I'll use Richmond when we get there. All right, talk to you later, WAZZ.
NAWRO testing.
Dave here. NACAF. K8BCW.
This is N6WY, November 6, Whiskey Yankee.
Hey, good morning, Dave. Long time no talk to you. How have you been?
Very good. I'm just waking up, had morning shoes, and watched a little bit of the news, and I'm doing my morning stretching to loosen up a little bit. But other than that, I'm doing okay. I missed your call and name. I don't have a directory in my handy-talky here. I had to find down kind of low, so give me your call and name again. This is N6WY. Did you get a phone call? This is N6WY, standing by.
No, it must be my transmission didn't go through. This is Kilo 8 Bravo Charlie Whiskey. Name's Bentley. I'm in northern Michigan in Harbor Springs. You and I have talked before.
Yeah, I remember everything. Very good, Bentley. Yeah, Harbor Springs. Up there, gosh, around Travis City. And kind of gloomy here right now. The weather person said we're expecting rain around noon. I don't know if you got rain or not. Apparently there's been some storms of I-69 and out towards the west of Michigan, but we haven't had any yet today. Apparently your transmission is not coming through, Bentley. K-E-A-C-B-W, this is N6WY, standing by.
Yeah, I think we doubled there, Dave. Sorry about that. So a little bit of rain this morning, but it was really not amounting to anything. So we've got a clear day this afternoon. Should be nice.
All right. For some reason, I got a channel busy when I pushed the talk. Maybe somebody else is trying to come in also. Maybe you were finished talking. But I got your weather forecast. Very good. I'm using my old high tier right here, my 890, Intel 890. I think I got working, but, man, it was painful. And hopefully they will have enough firmware fix up to make it even better. But at least it's usable now.
Yeah, I think last time we were really struggling with that 890.
They released it too soon. And I did get ANXDN working on it, made a few contacts. And that's an interesting mode, but there's nobody on it. It seems like the digitalization of the voice just matches my human hearing. I don't have the best hearing, but, man, it's a good match for my hearing. And everybody is very plain on NXDM. And so they did a good job of encoding for it, digital.
All right, good. Well, it's always fun messing around with DMR. Trying to find the magic combination can be a challenge sometimes.
Yeah, I got working on DMR, too. I had to take it to the dealer, and he said he calibrated it. And I believe him. He did a good job of calibrating because it's my frequency standard is my high spot. And the minimum spot for best VER performance, you know, the offset into my high spot, is exactly the same as this high carrier. So not many people can say they use a high spot as a frequency standard, but that's what I'm doing. And since I got two transceivers that match the same offset required in my high spot, I figured that, well, that must be the right frequency. Now, my Anytone 878 is a little bit high. The BER for that one with the same offset is around 1%, 0.9 to 1%, which is still me. It's usable, but I'm going to have to get it down. I may miss with the calibration on that one myself.
Well, I've got two of these VTech 6x2s, and one of them has such a stray frequency on it that it can't even get into my hotspot without a huge offset. So I've got it calibrated for the other, which is only slightly off. And then I picked up, a Baofeng DMR radio, and that one's right in there with the good 6x2. So one of my 6x2s can be used with my hotspot. The other one is relegated to everything else.
You can use for any cone. And you know the magic push buttons, like when you turn it on, you can hold down the number one key and the push to talk before you turn it on, and it enters into that mode. Then if you know the code, you can calibrate it. I don't know the code yet, but I've seen it done on YouTube, and I think I can do it. I don't know if the other radios have that features or not. I know this high carrier, you can't mess with it at all. At least I don't know any of the secret codes to get into it. So, fortunately, I think it's a good on the frequency that it is. So I don't even want to mess with the high carrier. And plus, it's an old radio. When it goes bad, I'm just going to throw it away. Can we double again, Bentley? This is N6WY.
KF8GOY testing. Well, not sure if I didn't hear you or if you didn't hear me, Dave, but I should run along anyway and get some things done here this morning. So great talking to you again. Hope you have a great afternoon, and I will hopefully catch up with you soon. K8BCW.
73, Bentley. I will... connection's not good today. Talk to you later. E6WY. And I heard an AFHGOY, I believe it was, testing.
WABPD, clear.
XDLH. N8WRO, just doing a signal check here for Mount Clemens. N8WRO, clear.
N8CAF on the Bancroft repeater. N8CAF on the Fenton repeater.